said pair of deuces, I think he's getting all Forrest Gump on me. You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, I don't know what to do. A little bit later in the night, I gave him my gun. I said, well, you know, why don't you try cleaning it? Couldn't work the thing. Couldn't figure that out. No, what age groups do you work with?
From kindergarten through the... We worked through kindergarten through the 12th grade.
He's 8.
Normally...
Sir? So he's 8, and you guys would work with him.
Right.
Okay, now, perfect. Also, I'm sorry. So also, that night... I'm sorry, sir?
Oh, no.
Also...
Go ahead.
Sir? Hello?
Hello?
So also, about 2 days ago, I'm going to drop him off at his babysitter. I was still a little hungover. I didn't feel like risking it getting on the road. Gave him the keys. He can't drive stick. I think he's retarded. You give him, what do you give him? Like long division for that, right?
What?
Some long division problems that will help him figure out, you know, first gear, then you go into second. It's all basic math.
What? Are you serious?
Sir? So, and this is all free, right?
Okay. The thing with this...
All right. So, I'll just drop him off around, I don't know, 5 today. You guys take care of him.
I'm sorry?
He's all right on his own. I'll just leave him outside.
Oh!
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
That's pretty good, B-Rob.
Not bad.
That's awesome.
Not bad.
I would have trimmed the end up, but I like most of that. That was pretty good. Let's hear your other one.
Customer service.
Hello, yeah, I'm new to the dog show circuit, but I'm very excited to hopefully be joining the ranks someday.
What are you calling?
I'm trying to get my dog entered in a Westminster Kennel Club, AKC kind of dog show thing. I just found this dog, and I wanted to see how I go about maybe entering her into a dog show. A couple of my buddies came over the other day, and... Not mean to brag or anything, but they did use the words best, and they said it's the best-looking bitch they've ever seen. So how do I get started into this? Do I get to come down and make a sit in front of somebody or something?
Is the dog registered with AKC?
I don't know how you would register a dog. I got her off the side of the highway. She was in a box. I'm telling you, she is one fast bitch. I let her off the leash the other day, and she was running around the yard. I couldn't catch her, so if you guys got, like, an agility course... I'm sure she could smoke any of the other dogs in that.
Okay, first of all, you have to get her registered with AKC, and I can give you a number.
Sir, you guys do certain breeds, right?
No, we do an all-breed show, but every dog has...
So it could be every breed, because my dog's a mutt, and I think she does have a little bit of every breed in her. So she'd be perfect for that category, if we could get her in there.
Well, no, she has to be... They have to qualify
And for her. Some of the... To qualify, for some of the tricks that she can do is... I don't know what kind of contest you got down there, but fetch, she's money at that. Maybe if you guys have a category or a prize for best sit and stay, do you guys do that? You know, like sit, stay.
You would have to get...
I don't know about this one, B-Rob.
You don't like this one?
Nah, I'm searching on this one.
Oh, man, I had fun doing that one.
Well, your other one was so good.
Yeah.
I have a sensitivity to the word bitch.
That's
every every time
dogs.
I know. I know that. I know that.
You know
is that right, B-Rob?
You idiot.
I didn't know if you're up to par with the rest of us.
Let me clarify.
Oh, no, Mike. See, they calls that to the female dogs.
Literally.
Yeah, like they say, it's a bitch dog. Poor Mike. He didn't know. Mike, no, Mike, sees.
I don't get it.
No, I have a sensitivity to that word. Every time I hear that word, bitch, I go, ugh.
Don't like female
yeah.
dog.
Yeah, I don't like it when girls call that. You know,
it
I don't
means
like
female it. Dog. I don't know if you know that.
Hey, Mike.
Come on.
The assist.
It's been a long day and a day.
Mikey show.
Yeah, this is P1 Cheney. I was just calling to see if I could tell my girlfriend on there. We're huge P1s. Just tell her that I love her and
propose.
What's that? Propose?
Yeah, propose to her.
Come on.
I can't afford a ring right now.
Mm.
Oh,
well,
you can tell her you love her. What's her name?
Her name's
Tiana. P1 Tiana. And what's your name?
My name is P1 Chaney. She'll know who it is.
There you go. Tiana, thanks. Chaney loves you.
Hey, thank you so much.
You got it, bro.
We love you.
We love
right,
you.
Bye-bye.
Thank
love you.
You.
I'm out.
Mikey Show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just want to say I'm really proud of you guys for doing this for all of us P1s.
I hope it's been... I'm going to tell you something honestly. I hope it's been 50% entertaining.
No, seriously. I've had the flu for 2 days, and I've just been laying in bed, and you guys have really helped me with that.
Yeah,
so.
Too much sugar, huh?
It's good.
I have a question for Sean.
Kidding me? What? Go ahead.
Hey, Sean, after spending this many hours with everybody, I have a serious question. Would you rather play Twister with all of them right
now? Didn't I have you get rid of this earlier?
I did.
Yeah. I don't like what you... Listen to me. Can you listen? Are you listening?
Of course.
I like the Twister one, but the one that you wanted to say second, I don't like it. If you can think of something different besides the one that you were going to say... Then I'm fine with it.
He doesn't like it.
I don't like the one that you have.
Okay.
I told B-Rob, no, I don't want to take that call. But I like your first one. I like the Twister with all of us. That's funny. But think of another one and then call us back for your second.
I have another one.
You have another one?
Yeah.
And it's not the one you were going
to
use before?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
Something during the show.
Okay, Sean, would you rather play Twister with us?
Right now, or eat P1 Paparazzi's guacamole?
Which would you rather do?
I will play Twister. I will not eat that gosh dang science experiment.
Sean.
Sean, it was delicious.
Sean, wait a minute. You're calling P1 Paparazzi's guacamole a science experiment?
Yeah,
You're relegating it to it. Okay. Let's talk about this. Can we talk about this? You mind?
I don't care.
Okay, good.
All right, good. It is good.
Sean, science experiment... It's not avocados with onion and tomato. And you know what? That's a recipe, okay? A science experiment means you're not even really sure what's going to happen. That's why it's an experiment. But this is a tried and true recipe. Do you want to augment that?
I would like to augment that with it may indeed be a recipe, but that recipe probably includes... Debris. I mean, there are other things I want to say, but I'm not going to say them right now.
Sean's a germaphobe.
People are eating breakfast.
Okay.
Debris. And flecks of partially digested matter.
That's not true.
That is absolutely true. It is absolutely true.
Partially digested matter.
Yeah.
If it's partially digested, bro, it's within his body.
No. The human body cannot digest everything that goes into it. Cannot.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I think we can fill in the blanks. And you believe that, okay, then you have an issue with him and his washing his hands. I got...
So stupid. You really are stupid.
You really are crazy. Oh, no.
What did I...
Sean, that's so stupid. Do you really believe that?
Actually, I do. I honest to God do.
Oh, man.
And you know how seriously I take that.
Dude, that's just stupid.
It is not
it
stupid.
It is. He washes
Actually,
his hands.
Actually, it isn't.
He washes his hands.
Dude, this guy... This guy at his home, I could almost guarantee you that when he is by himself using the facilities and then walking out into...
Stop.
That's fine. I wasn't going to say anything.
No. That's good. We're all good.
I wasn't going to say anything.
You don't feel comfortable... Having the guy's guacamole. We all did.
Yeah.
What's wrong with the burrito? What's the matter?
Oh, boy.
Sky, do you know what his problem is with a burrito?
I don't know, but Myra, who brought the kindness of her heart, brought us these wonderful burritos and these great donuts, said that the burritos are just from some kind of cheapy place around the corner from her house. So they're
you
not.
You got that right.
They're not like the best quality.
Dude.
Oh, man. But the donuts are supposed
Sean,
to be bomb.
It's a gift.
She's oh, no. Nice. I appreciate the sentiment.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
But. Oh, man. Come on. Get it together, lady.
Stop it.
Oh, stop. She's Sean. A sweetheart.
Yeah.
That was
that's
awesome.
Ridiculous.
I believe that she is a sweetheart.
Okay. Let's move on.
Let's switch gears.
Oh. Where are we going?
Tony Hawk's going to be on the show in a minute.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
He's promoting his games, Tony Hawk's Downhill Jam.
Nice.
Damn it.
And Tony Hawk's Project 8.
Oh, hello.
How about that? Let's see. Tony Hawk?
Hello, hello.
How are you, Tony?
Good morning. I'm probably more well-rested than you are.
What time did you go to bed last night?
Well, I was on the East Coast, and I flew in last night from L.A., so it was like 1 a.m. or something.
It's still good.
Oh, that sounds beautiful.
That sounds really good. Well, we have been on the air for 26 hours.
That sounds fun.
Mm-hmm. But we're having a good time. We got some inside info about you.
Oh, hello.
We want to hear the story about you at a fundraiser and meeting Kobe Bryant.
Well, I was at a fundraiser for Pediatric AIDS a few months ago.
Uh-huh.
And I brought my kids there, and I was literally sitting down. Like, I just got a plate of food because I had just done my... So you have to... They invite celebrities to host each booth of sort of carnival activities.
Yeah.
So I just went and got some food with my kids, and I was sitting down, and we couldn't find any seats. We're kind of like sitting on the floor by these other seats. And I look up, I got a mouthful of hamburger, and Kobe Bryant's sitting there looking down at me. He's like, Tony Hawk, what's up?
No.
Hey, what's up? I want a picture. I'm spitting on my food like, I want a picture with you. Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
He was spitting on your food like when he was talking, spit was coming out?
No. I was eating.
Oh, you were eating.
Oh.
Yeah, and he caught me off guard. He was just sort of, I was sitting on the floor, and he's looking down at me, walking by, and just sort of said my name and acknowledged me, and then I looked up, and I was like, oh! So then I, you know, instantly spit out my food. I was like,
wow.
I want a picture with you.
That's awesome. That's a cool story. Cool. And were your kids loving it?
Well, I didn't have my oldest son there, who's 13. My 7 and 5-year-old don't know who Kobe Bryant is, and they were just wondering why I had to get them off my lap so quickly.
That's awesome.
Well, that's cool.
Hey, Tony, we're talking to Tony Hawk. Is it true that Nine Inch Nails played your wedding?
Rancid.
That was Rancid?
Rancid.
Yeah.
Wow. How does that go down?
Well, something like this. It was my wife's dream to have Rancid play at our wedding. And I know a guy that I work with who is Nine Inch Nails' manager, and he works with us on our tour. He is friends with Tim Armstrong, and I just put an email to him like, hey, what do you think? Do you think these guys would be into it? He said, I don't know. I'll send an email. And he forwarded me the email that Tim sent back to him that just said, sounds cool. And
wow.
So we got married in Fiji, so we had to fly the whole band to Fiji.
Wow.
Including, like, their friends and family. And then they played acoustic, which they had never done before.
Really?
And they ended up doing a bunch of tour dates right after that, acoustically, with the same music set that I gave to them, which was really bizarre.
That's pretty awesome.
Because they were doing covers. Like, I asked them to play a couple Clash songs and even Operation Ivy, which was Tim's band before that, and they did it all.
That's pretty awesome.
It was pretty cool.
We're talking to Tony Hawk, and Tony Hawk, do you live in San Diego?
I do.
You do live in San Diego.
North County,
raised.
What up?
Yeah, North County.
Yeah, I was born in Tirasana.
Is that right?
Awesome.
Yeah. And you still live here, you still call San Diego home.
Oh, yeah, my parents moved to Cardiff when I was 16, I mean when I was 14, sorry, and then they moved to Carlsbad, and I've been in North County ever since.
Very nice.
What's the worst injury that you ever had skateboarding?
That was about 3 or 4 years ago. I broke my pelvis and fractured my skull, and it took a long time to recover from that one.
Cannonball!
What the hell were you doing?
I was doing the doing a loop.
What the hell were you doing?
I was doing a loop, which is like kind of the full circle. you know, of a ramp.
Yeah.
And it's something that I've done before, and actually did it on tour for a long time, but this one I just came at it with, I didn't have enough speed, and I was kind of being cocky about it, and I paid the price.
Sky? What the hell are you doing?
Go ahead.
Tony, so it's like was all over the news a couple weeks ago about how in up in Vista there's like the world's largest skateboard ramp.
Yeah, that's where I got hurt. That's.
Oh no way! I was gonna ask you if you've been there.
Yeah, though that's Bob Burnquist's house, and he actually has a loop. And the reason I got hurt was because his loop was kind of weathered compared to the one I had been doing on tour, and so his was a little slower. But then he got the mega ramp from the X Games last year. And he put it up in his house in Vista. He put it up outside.
Crazy.
I mean,
jeez,
that thing is like.
I want to test how good we're doing. Because the show's number one and everything, but Tony lives here. Tony, have you heard of this show?
Of course.
All right, don't blow smoke.
You don't have to just say that. You don't have to just
be honest.
It's okay if you haven't.
Actually, I have my own show on Sirius. And so I'm mostly listening to Howard Stern in the morning. Sorry.
Because he's at Sirius.
Serious, and I have a show on Sirius. So,
yeah,
you know.
Hey, Tony, my buddy Mike Costa is your line producer.
Yes.
Yeah. That's cool.
On the show.
Yeah.
So I see Mike every week.
Well, we want... Yeah, I guess you're on at the same time.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool, though, man. It's cool that you're on.
Hey, I've never done a 28-hour marathon show.
Don't.
So
yeah,
kudos.
Don't ever do it.
Would not recommend it.
It's awful.
It's dumb.
Tony, besides your games, what video games you like to play?
You know, my 7-year-old is really into his Nintendo, so he likes playing the Mario games and Sonic games, and he always hands me the controller when something is hard. So,
cute.
By
That's
default,
awesome.
I'm really good at, like, the Lego games, you know, and things like that, and so when I have time to play other games, I'm always just playing our game because we're in development all year.
Hey, walk us through a typical day for Tony Hawk.
At home?
Yeah.
Well, when I'm at home, I wake up early with my boys, and they always get up by like 6:15, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And then take them to school, and they all go to different schools in North County, so I call it the North County School District Tour every morning.
Right.
And then I usually come home, do a lot of emails and phone calls and things, and then I have a ramp and a warehouse in Vista, so I go there and usually skate during the day and then go pick up my boys from school.
So is skating something that you do because, you know, when you say you go there and you skate, is it because you need to continually work at it or you enjoy it and you're just having a good time?
Oh no! I mean, I've always loved it. It's you know, it's what I've been doing for most of my life, and so to have my own facility, to have my own ramp, is a dream come true. You know, and I go there and skate as much as possible. And I also have a cement skate park in my backyard, which is sort of it's a little smaller than what I usually ride, but it's really fun just to go out there and you know bang out a few tricks.
Listen, Tony Hawk, he's promoting his games, Tony Hawk's Downhill Jam. And Tony Hawk's Project 8. And we appreciate you taking the time to come on and talk to us.
All right. Thanks, you guys.
All right. We'll see you, Tony.
Okay.
That's Tony Hawk. That guy is a hero. Is there a bigger name in skate than skating?
Never. No, definitely not. And I don't know that there's a kid under the age of, 16 that doesn't know Tony Hawk just because of the video games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody knows Tony Hawk because of those video games.
Yeah.
He's huge. He must be a billionaire.
I wonder if he's as good as him on the video game as he is in real life. Like, maybe he hasn't mastered him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know.
I think we should ID.
Oh, thank God.
I think we should ID.
You're listening to the 28-hour Mikey Marathon.
Brought to you by Fox 6 News.
On KIOZ, San Diego's rock station.
Rock 105.3.
The following takes place between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m.
I gotta give you one of the greatest moments on the 28-hour show. Started 6 o'clock yesterday morning, and I want to make sure that I'm giving people all the cool stuff. Check that first, though, Ash. Check that. Because there's just been so many great moments since this thing began.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, a lot of great moments. So I'm trying to get people tuned into it as much as possible. Our phone number, by the way, 570-1053. Take a listen to what happened yesterday. Sky, would you like to amend any of the amends that you've made on your election results?
Oh. Yeah.
Sky has been erroneously reporting poll results
again?
All morning long.
No, again. No.
Eddie, it's okay.
No, it's okay.
It's not my fault.
Non-choosy San Diegans, listen to Sky.
Ah!
So we went on the air first thing this morning.
Voters.
And everything
people who don't care about information.
I went on the air this
morning. With a disregard for the accurate.
Those who don't give a rip about facts.
I went on the air.
Those who love misinformation.
I went on the air this morning and reported that Prop 85, the one that had you notifying parents to get an abortion for a minor, did not pass.
Just kidding!
And then we got a couple calls from P1s. They directed us to San Diego County's website, where it shows, if you go to the website still today, the San Diego County website, it shows that Prop 85 did pass. Oh. But we've come to find out that the San Diego County website is incorrect.
Isn't it come to find out?
I don't know, F-Face.
Whoa!
Prop 85.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Man.
Back up.
Prop 85 didn't.
Very nice.
Hey, just load up your plate and let me finish.
Be glad for the food on your plate.
This just in, Dewey defeats Truman.
This just in, Garfield has two more votes left.
I'm listening, Sky.
Thank you. So the final word on Prop 85 is that it did not
pass. It no longer
pass.
Exists.
It did not pass.
Kerry did defeat Bush.
I love hearing that.
So the San Diego County website is incorrect.
Oh, and Randall Duke Cunningham has won.
Thank you, Sky.
You're welcome, Ashley.
Oh, man.
She's got a nose for fat.
Stop it.
It's not my fault if the San Diego County website, their official website, is... I'll send you the link right now. Yeah, okay, now Sean's looking out the window.
Stop it,
here, Sean.
What do you see out there, Shawnee, oh boy?
Oh, come on.
That is crazy.
You're such a dick.
Check out there if you can see the results for Prop 85.
It's not my fault. Why don't you yell at the San Diego County website, you jerkies?
Oh, my God.
Rude.
I know. Like, these guys have never made a mistake before.
Oh, yeah. Humiliating.
Well, you're humiliating. Stop it.
Have the poll results for Cucamonga come in yet?
Or is it Cuyamaca?
Well, they both are real places, so I don't know which one you're referring to.
Probably the one in San Diego.
Oh,
no,
wait.
Losers.
He is indeed.
Turns out Seattle beat Pittsburgh in the Super Bowl. No, wait. That's incorrect.
You go ahead and have your fun.
No checking out. She can't check out.
You cannot check out of the 28-hour show.
You can't check out of the 28-hour show. She can't do it.
Maybe you shouldn't pile on.
Not an option.
Not an option.
Yes, flip him off, Sky. That a girl.
Prop 85.
Eddie.
Prop 85. Prop 85.
Shut up.
Pass or not fail.
We don't know.
I can't do
it.
Straight versus gay.
Fight.
Straight versus gay.
Enough.
Mikey show. Yellow.
Turns out slavery is still legal.
Yes. Oh, no.
In my house.
No. No.
Slavery has been abolished. No, wait. No, it has not been abolished. Slavery has not been abolished.
This just in.
Slavery has been abolished.
Ow. This just in. The South has won the war.
Stop it. Jeez.
The Confederacy. Okay.
Mikey show.
Hey, I just know if I could say a big old happy birthday to everybody in the Marine Corps this week.
Oh, yeah.
Semper Fi.
That's right, Semper Fi.
Yeah, everybody's got their balls pretty much much different days of the week. A lot of units are just having them maybe up in Pechanga or downtown.
Where are their balls?
No. They're doing the Marine Corps ball. The Marine Corps ball.
What about
there are various balls going on around.
Oh, wait.
Two for every soldier, right?
Family show.
You don't have to make it into something that it isn't. The Marines' balls are...
Two for troop?
Can we try to be mature for like 2 seconds?
I hear the
seconds?
Marines have the biggest balls in the military.
Yeah. Number five.
Right.
They do a thing called the Marine Corps ball. Right. So a lot of Marines' balls are going to be all over San Diego tonight. I mean that normally.
Where are their balls going to be held?
Where are their balls going to be held?
Legit question.
You didn't. That's not a legitimate question.
It is a legitimate question.
Pechanga and another place.
I wasn't paying attention.
Okay. For the record.
Marines' balls are at Pechanga.
Okay.
Marines' balls are being held in various places, she said. They're having them at Pechanga.
Sounds busy.
Their balls are busy.
Ridiculous. Mikey show.
Yeah, I wanted to request a guy to read Ramsey a pops-up book.
Yes, pops-up book.
Oh.
I have children's stories here all the time. Let's read one right now.
Oh, no.
This one is called...
Oh, please. I don't like
this one is
this.
Called... No, where are you going?
No,
where
no,
are you
going? No,
Sky,
no,
you
no,
must
no,
go.
No,
I
can
go to Tinkletown.
No, Tinkletown. Please don't Tinkletown.
This is a perfect opportunity for me to go to Tinkletown.
You gotta listen to the pop-ups book.
Don't let her go.
Sit down, Sky.
Oh, no.
Miss Gons, what's about Prop 85?
This book is called My Little Vote Day.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, no.
Let's open it up.
Oh, look at that. Big sign came out and said Prop 85.
With a question mark. With a question mark. I wonder what happened, Ramsey.
Oh, I don't want to know.
Let's turn the page. Let's turn the page. Oh, look at the words.
Oh.
Did it pass? Popped up. See, it says, did it pass?
I don't know.
Oh, let's turn the page, Ramsey. Are you excited to see what will happen?
I can't wait, Miss Scott.
Let's turn the page. Oh, look at that. It's teenage girls smiling. They get to have abortions without telling their parents.
Yes,
it passed. Yes, it passed. Let's see what happens on the next page. Oh, it's sad faced little girls that are very sad.
I don't understand.
It says, now Sky reports it didn't pass.
No, but Miss Sky, you said it did.
That was the other page.
I don't understand.
Let's turn the page again.
You think something else will happen?
Oh, look at that.
Oh, happens again.
Gotcha. That's what it says.
Oh, Miss Sky.
That's right.
You fooled
page
me.
Five says, gotcha.
Fools me.
Let's turn the page again.
Not again.
I was just kidding.
Oh, get the tricks or treats.
And that's my little boat day.
Oh,
Sky,
that was
glad you
went
Tinkletown, okay?
Yeah, what happened, Ashley?
I don't want to rekindle what just happened.
Rekindle.
Really?
Recap, whatever.
I don't want to rekindle Grove any of this stuff.
Okay, didn't say that either.
I don't want to regurgitate at all.
I didn't say that either.
All right.
Sorry, Sky. Oh,
Mikey show.
That's awesome.
A little education for Sky. The San Diego Register site is for San Diego results only. They're not statewide results. That's why she's getting bad readings there.
There you go.
Oh. So when the P1 sent me the link, it was erroneous.
Nah, good thing we're taking it from the P1.
Damn P1s.
Yeah.
Well, I saw it was the San Diego County official website.
Listeners,
I didn't say that.
I hate
they
them with a passion.
Up
I
every morning.
That.
Every time.
Hello, Mikey Show.
This is P1 Kika, and I want to say that KUSI did announce that San Diego did pass the 85.
That looks surprise again.
Are you kidding?
Oh.
Yeah, so.
Look, that's page number 8.
Oh, KUSI.
Says, look at those words popping up. KUSI popped up.
Oh, it says a pops up of Kimberly Hunt.
That's right. Uh-huh. And it says, boo, boo. Says, got you.
Gives me Kimberly Hunt.
That's right. Got you again. Just joking.
Oh.
Okay. Look who's also funny.
Mikey Show. Hello.
Oh, I'm lightheaded.
Mikey Show.
Good morning, Mikey Show.
Good morning.
Hi, this is P1 Shin.
Hi, you're probably wrong.
Whoa.
That's according to Sky.
On that composition or whatever it is. But I was just going to ask you guys, are you guys still getting listeners to come in to watch movies with you guys?
Yeah.
Could I be one of the listeners?
Mm-mm.
Why? No. What's wrong with Shin?
Well, listen.
We love her.
Sky.
What?
Let me walk you through this.
Okay, walk me through it, McGwen.
A lot of people want to come in for that. You don't just call and go, hey, so what do you think?
So how does it
work? Hey, man.
There's got to be like a good reason. Like you got to have a good reason to let you come in. You know, you got to do something.
I can take pictures.
What?
She said she could take pictures.
She could take pictures. We got P1 paparazzi could take 900 pictures for us.
Oh, maybe they're nude photos of
her. No. Come on.
She's a pretty girl.
P1 Shin? Oh. How do you know P1 Shin?
Shin, didn't we meet at the P1 bowling event in Oceanside?
Yes. Yep. Thanks for remembering, guys.
Hello. Oh, you're welcome.
Is she Asian?
She's a very nice girl.
Is she an Asian girl?
Yes.
That's right. Is Shin your last name?
Grano.
It's her first name. She gave you her last name.
Oh.
Her first name is Shin?
Yeah, my first name is Shin.
What does it mean?
Well, Shin means my
fall
parents
right
are
above
from
your
Mount
foot.
Sinai.
No, Sean. That's not, no, it's oh, not God. Probably not what this one means. It probably means something different. What does it mean, young lady?
Wait, say it again?
What does Shin mean? I'm bored.
Uh-oh.
Shin, call back later. We might give you the opportunity to come in, okay?
All right.
Thank you. Just call in and say, hey, can I come in?
Yeah.
Can't do that.
She's thinking.
Would we like to quiz Boston Rob?
Let's hang on for
do
a second.
That later?
Yeah, because I think David Tell is going to be calling in right now.
Oh, nice. Yes. Love him.
Had a lot of big guests today already. We've already talked to Chris Cornell, Pablo Francisco, Carson from Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. Did Inside the Mikey Show. It's already been a pretty big show. Mikey Show, hello.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, I want to tell Mikey that my balls were up at Tango last night. And I had a good time. And also...
What happened?
Yeah, did something go wrong with the phone? Or?
Yeah, we must have got cut off a mistake or something.
Oh, maybe a bad reception area on his cell or something.
Right.
The People's Choice nominees have been announced. Sky?
You don't want to guess? You just want to hear?
Sure. We could guess. I say Michael Chiklis.
Well, I mean, don't you want me to
Good
give you
guess.
The category first, and then you can guess who's in the category? Or
Yeah. Hmm. Who else?
Bobby Young.
Bobby Young in there?
That's Bobby Kernels. Real name. That's
Ray Fiennes.
What about Ray Fiennes?
Do you want me to give you a category and then you could guess?
Suzanne Summers.
Okay. Well, I guess
Russell
you don't
Robertson.
Want to, I guess you don't want to do it that way.
CCH Pounder.
What are you? Hey.
Legitimate guess.
That's not a legitimate guess.
Yes, it is.
For what category?
Best friend.
Mike.
Best African American on TV.
Yep.
Brenda Vaccaro.
Ooh.
Mike, please, you're the captain of our ship. You're here to hold it together.
We are giving you answers of who we think may have been nominated for People's Choice.
But I haven't even given
Fred Travelina.
I didn't even give you a category yet.
Absolutely.
Great voice, man.
All right, give me a category.
Okay. Best female.
Brenda Vaccaro.
Nice.
Favorite female movie star.
Hines Ward.
F.
Female.
Oh.
Plaxico Burress.
Plaxico Burress. Female movie star. Julia Roberts.
No.
Juliette Reese Krause.
Witherspoon.
No and no.
Candace Bergen.
No.
Audrey Hepburn.
Well, you...
Judy Garland.
Grace Kelly. Brenda Vaccaro. Dave Attell.
Suzanne Pleshette.
Yes, is Suzanne Pleshette nominated for a female... Dave Attell?
What's up, man?
How are you?
How's the marathon going?
It's going good.
So far, so good.
Yeah, we're doing all right so far. Dave Attell, by the way, is going to... Dave Attell live at the Brea Improv.
Yes.
Friday, November the 10th. 8:30 and 10:30 are the shows. Then Saturday, November 11th, 7 and 9 are the shows.
Awesome!
And if you want tickets, go to improv.com or the Brea Improv box office. Want to get that out there. My brother used to live in Brea.
Glad to be going back there. It's a good town.
Mm-hmm.
The club is just right next to the Old Navy, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do a little shopping. And get a laugh. I think it's great.
A pair of cargo shorts and see David Tell.
Yeah, that's right. Not? Yeah.
I like it.
Flip-flops and tube tops.
Great. One-stop shop.
Dave?
Yeah?
Do you have a MySpace account?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
You do. And how does that work for you? Is it a great way to kind of keep in touch with listeners? Or, I mean, not listeners, but fans of yours?
What are you, my grandpa? MySpace? You don't know about MySpace?
I'm telling you, man.
It's the new Scientology.
I'm telling you, Dave, everybody in the world but me has a MySpace page.
Why not?
My wife, she thinks that it's a, place where people are hooking up.
Well, she's right, but, I mean, it should be, but, yeah, every comic has to have one now because we think that's how you get the word out.
Right.
And, it's a lot of work, but, but for every hot woman on there, there's 10 more shemales. So got to really be very choosy.
How often do you update your pictures?
Never, I guess.
Really?
Oh, my.
You never update your pictures?
Yes.
Huh? That's interesting. I would have thought that you. I would have thought you'd be all over that, kind of giving new pictures of nude dates and all that kind of stuff.
Nude dates?
Well, that's you and your wife thinking.
Nude dates is what I said. Yeah.
All of them.
Hey, what's your take?
Yeah?
Go ahead. No, I was going to ask you, Dave, what your take on Britney and K-Fed is.
Well, first of all, he's just going to hook up with the next young, starlet. Because I guess his job is to leave children all over America.
Yeah. Kind of true.
His real job. And rapping.
But he does it well.
Yeah.
Hey, listen. We make a lot of fun of him because he's a douchebag.
Whoa.
But... Yeah. But listen to this. Listen to this.
You mean he's cleansing and helpful?
Yes. But listen to this. This actually doesn't sound half bad. It's not that bad.
Yeah, he's all right.
Let's get something to smoke. And pour me a glass of privilege.
It sounds like Snoop Dogg, though.
Now I know why she broke up with him.
Hey, by the way, congratulations. You were just named one of Entertainment Weekly's 25 funniest people in America.
Hey, well, congratulations for getting on my site.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you.
You've appeared on HBO, Late Show with David Letterman. Late Night with Conan O'Brien, Daily Show with Jon Stewart. Everybody Loves Raymond. You are the writer and host of Insomniac with Dave Attell.
Right.
And I'm just going off memory here, but the Los Angeles Times says, quite simply, it's foul-mouthed, sophomoric, tawdry, and incredibly fun, combining the elements of Trump.
It sounds like you're reading that.
Yeah. No, I'm going off memory.
How would you know that?
This is just, I'm going off memory here. But these are some pretty nice accolades. Weird. Pretty sweet.
Yep, I've done my time. Now I'm retired.
That's right. That's right.
There's no better place to relax than at the Brea Improv.
When can we get you, Dave, to San Diego?
Guys, I was just down there. I did a Catholic college, I believe, about 3 or 4 months ago. It was Cinco de Mayo, so going head-to-head against the devil's holiday.
Wow. Were you really at a Catholic college?
Yes.
Wow.
Which is very cool, though.
Well, listen, let's get people down to your show, man. This is going to be at the Brea Improv, and it's Friday and Saturday.
Guys, I think that's really cool that you're doing this marathon. How many hours in are you?
We just started, man. We started at 6 a.m.
Oh, boy. And how long did you go?
We got 24 hours, 30 minutes. 24 hours, 20 minutes to go.
Wow.
Yeah. Dave, you got any insomniac?
Dave, you got any insomniac
advice for us?
Yeah.
Well, I would start drinking the Jaeger now because that's a sweet drink. That'll give you that kind of jolt. Get you through to the afternoon and then hit whiskey once the sun goes down.
There you go.
Then a little meth.
That will really charge. Let me tell you something. If I take your advice, we're really going to make radio history.
You all can do it.
There you go. Dave, thank you very much for coming on the Mikey Show.
Thanks, guys.
We appreciate it. Sometimes I have a good chemistry. Sometimes it's Dave Attell. You know, they can't all be... They can't all be winners. I'm talking when he's talking. He's talking when I'm talking.
They can't all be listenable, you know?
That's right. Some of them are unlistenable.
Just like that one.
That wasn't fair.
It wasn't?
No, it was.
No. Okay. Oh, all right.
That was from yesterday. That's fantastic.
Very funny.
Well, we have an hour and 40 minutes left.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, so close. I'm seeing the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, we're very close to the finish line. I can't wait to get home and sleep.
Oh, yes.
It's going to feel good.
Mm-hmm. It's going to feel real good.
Yeah.
I think I will take a nice, warm shower.
Yes.
Oh,
and
I will be
You're not going to take a shower, Eddie?
I'm going right to bed.
No,
shower. Yeah, that shower. Dude, that shower will chill you out.
It will wake me right up.
Chill town.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, see, it relaxes me, and I feel so dirty right now.
Yeah, I'm even considering the spa,
the hot tub, and then the shower,
and then going to sleep.
Let's go work that thing.
Hey.
I'm thinking bubble bath.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, you're basically an oil slick right now. You can't get into bed without taking
a
bath.
Oh, I can do whatever I want.
Oh.
No, that's not true, Eddie. You're not allowed. No. If Sean says you can.
It's my bed.
No.
Here, open up.
Oh, no.
You know, it's really crazy. I mean, I feel like we can just go another 48 or 28 or whatever, you know, if you guys want to. If you guys don't, that's fine. I'm good.
That's crazy.
Let's give it a shot.
Yeah, you weren't saying that when you were wrapped in your little teddy bear blanket.
Yeah, sleep on the floor.
Oh, really?
Well,
oh.
Asleep, cuddling on the floor.
Really?
Is that right?
Yeah, I got pictures.
Yeah, Ashley took pictures of you.
Is that right, Sky?
Oh.
Yep.
Ashley's yeah, I did,
gonna
Sean.
Post them on MySpace.
Yeah. Put that in my next slideshow.
Very cute.
Well, I am definitely thinking, you know, painful stuff in my head about you two.
Pink slips. Walking papers.
No, it was more like full contact karate between the two of them.
Kia!
Like that.
Kias!
Kias! Mikey Kias.
Kias,
Mikey Show.
Hey, P1 April here. I just wanted
to...
Hi, little
voice. Hey, Sean. Come on.
Stop attacking everyone.
Ease up.
I'm saying hello.
Go ahead, April. Go ahead.
I just wanted to know, because I was listening yesterday when Chino from the Deftones called in.
Mm-hmm.
And did he ever call back? Because he seemed so sincere, and I love the Deftones, and I was, like, waiting and waiting. I fell asleep listening to the show, so...
He did not call back, but there is something that you need to consider. He was probably drunk.
I would imagine so. I've seen him in concert plenty of times.
And he's usually drunk.
Yes. Oh, really?
Oh.
I didn't know this fact. Oh.
Well, here's drunk, and then here's Chino over here.
Awesome.
Man. Okay. I'm glad I didn't miss that then, because I was listening to you guys like all night. My fiance and I, you know, he's been listening to you guys the morning all day. I came home from work, and he was sitting in the garage listening to you guys. And you guys love the 28-hour show, and you guys are awesome.
Awesome.
Thank you. Awesome. Thank you.
I can't believe we do this.
We're stupid.
Insane.
We're dumb.
I hope it works.
It sucks the life out of us.
I hope it works. I hope a lot of people listened that don't normally listen, and that they create new listeners, and we get new listeners.
More P1s.
We're working hard, that's for sure. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Mikey Show.
Okay. Yeah, I just needed to correct Sky on the voting information. I was listening this morning while you guys, when I was driving in.
Oh, yeah, we went over that many times yesterday.
Okay, so you found out that you looked at the San Diego County's
voting. Yeah, it passed in San Diego County, okay. But as a state as a whole, it did not pass, and that's all that matters. So,
right.
No.
Okay, just want to make sure.
Thank you, my friend.
Sky's,
no problem.
Sky's general idea is that she just wants to get the gist of the story out there.
Right, not the entire story.
Yeah, it's not about...
It's not about facts.
Right.
It's just about, like, hey, voting went on yesterday. Some stuff happened. Right. What do you know?
Yeah,
some
hey.
People showed up and something happened.
Some people pressed some chads. And
I think there was some hanging.
Before you know it, people were hired.
Yes. House in the Senate. Thank you.
And fired.
That's right. The new Democrats must be stoked, man. You got the House and the Senate.
So stoked.
Yeah. Best day ever.
Like it really matters.
Oh,
it does.
No.
He's on it, President Bush.
It whatever. Really does.
He's so cool.
We've
got the House and the Senate.
Finally.
Guess what? I've got my finger on the button.
Yeah, but President Bush.
What?
You can't do that kind of stuff without the House and the Senate.
Oh, I'll do it. I'm the most powerful man in the world.
Yeah, but you need the House
Take
and the Senate.
Take this, Tony Blair. Boom.
No, he's your ally.
Hold on.
He's your ally.
You pay for that, Kim Jong the second?
That's Kim Jong Il.
Hi-ya.
Hi-ya is not really appropriate either, because that's more of a...
I'll get you
Japanese.
Nelson Mandela.
Nelson Mandela?
We're not
that's South Africa.
South Africa?
He'll get his.
What are you talking about?
He'll get his.
I hate you.
Do.
Hey, how's that pumpkin latte over there, Shawnee? Really what's Shawnee drinking?
I'm drinking one, too.
How's the pumpkin latte?
Cheers, buddy.
Chai latte.
Chai latte? I want to read you guys this email.
Sure, go for it.
Because I saw this. Now, President
Love
Bush.
Love to
shit
in.
Thank you. No.
Don't mind if I do. All right, what we got? What's on the table?
Please, President
what's
Bush.
What's on the template? Template. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Not really.
All right, fair
not
enough.
At all. Not at all.
Fair enough. What you got?
You know, it makes me wonder if Bob Bollinger got the template. I'm so very worried about this. It's been weighing heavily on my mind.
Template?
Yeah, template. Do you know what I'm talking about, Sky?
Not at all.
Our contract.
Oh!
Oh! When did we start calling it a template?
Oh, boy.
Since we graduated?
Oh, we're graduating?
I'm not graduating.
I'm graduating today.
All right, you want to
retire?
Hear this?
You
I forgot the bit.
I'm not retired.
So what are we doing, men's panel? Who's online too?
Yeah, with you.
Let me read you this email.
Mikey Idol?
No.
Hey, Mikey, what's up? I've been listening to the 28-hour show, and I'm loving it. You guys are amazing. I wanted to get your take on something I've been going through this year. My mom and dad divorced about 3 years ago, and my mom is driving me nuts. She's 44, but acts like she's my age, and I'm 19. She always tries to hang out with me and my friends when they are around. She has started to dress like Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, come on.
Oh, hide.
That's awful.
And even acts like her.
Drinky.
She'll get wasted and try to act cool in front of my friends. Some of my friends think it's cool. I have a mom that won't care if we drink or whatever in front of her, but I do not.
I'm Lindsay Lohan.
Her new thing is trying to dress young. It's gross. Why can't she act like a normal mom? I really hate it. Any advice would be cool. Thanks, Mikey, and good luck to you and the crew the rest of the way. Signed, P1 Laura in Poway.
I'm Lindsay Lohan.
Well, hello.
Well, hello.
Laura, listen. You just give some honest communication. You tell your mom how you feel. You say, it's inappropriate, mom. It's embarrassing. That kind of deal. And she'll get the message?
Not necessarily.
What do you mean, Ashley?
When my dad left my mom, she lost a lot of weight and then tried to get back out there, and she tried to dress provocatively, thinking maybe that would be a way to get her back into the single life. And I expressed to her that I was uncomfortable with it, and she didn't really care. I think it's something that she kind of has to figure out on her own, because she's an adult, and she's not going to listen to her daughter about something like that,
yeah,
necessarily.
But what about when she's hanging out with her and her friends?
But that,
part, she can, you know, say, hey, it's not all right.
She can, but again, with the mother-daughter relationship, the mother doesn't quite always bend to the daughter's, you know, voice. Kind of has to, maybe I would suggest therapy with the mom. Having another adult figure there to kind of mediate.
How about you guys? What do you guys think? What's Bam Bam in there think?
Bam Bam!
Trying to figure out how you bend to one's voice.
I thought so too. I didn't want to ask.
But I don't know. I don't know.
I didn't want to ask.
One's voice?
Yeah, bend to one's voice, Ashley says.
You said it!
Yeah, you said it about 10 seconds ago.
Bend to one's voice?
Uh-huh. That's what you said.
Amy.
Mikey Show.
I know.
Ego.
Mikey Show, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
As P1 Dave in Springfield, Massachusetts.
What can I do? You just cursed.
Hate that.
Yeah, me too, because you got to hit the delay, and then it takes time, and then you can't take calls again for a while, and when you've been up as long as we have, those calls really help out, right?
A lot.
Sure.
They get on a roll. They make a point that lasts an hour and 20 minutes. You're really stoked.
Thank you.
You just sit there and let them make that hour and 20-minute long point.
I wish that would happen right now. That'd be cool.
My brain is overwhelmed to try to give really good advice right now. Can we talk about something less serious?
Sure.
Is The Office new tonight?
Yes.
Give me a weird look, Scott.
Let's talk.
I don't know. I thought we just talked about that, but maybe it was off the air, or maybe it was like 5 hours ago.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It was about 5 a.m.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm out of it. I thought that was like 20 minutes ago we just talked about
it.
But we didn't really say much, did we?
What's that, Scott?
What were you saying, Scott?
We did what?
I'm saying that
right.
He read the description.
No, I know. It's just I couldn't really hear you too well when you were talking on the microphone.
Hey, Scott, what were you saying?
Scott,
what
were you doing? You're not even in the studio.
What were you saying, Scott?
You're not even in the studio right now.
What was that again?
Over here.
Jerky.
Sean, you're really off mic.
Sean, speak into the mic.
Oh, he's all the way out.
Yeah, I don't think Coco's going to like him screaming Sky in the hallway.
I wish that we would have had a video camera on Sean last night during the end of The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, so
when
big.
He was wandering through the lobby.
All by himself.
What were you doing, Sean?
I was really trying to stay awake. But also, I was having a lot of pain, so I was trying to walk that off, too.
Boy, that question sure didn't turn out as funny as I thought it would.
Backfire.
Eddie, we have a pretty cool call here.
All right.
P1, the wolf.
Yeah, hey, I was just, wanted to say that I believe Eddie was the most improved for the Mikey Idol contestants.
I, have to agree with you.
Right on. Hey, I was
thought I sucked.
Eddie didn't suck.
Really?
Mm-mm.
I really thought I did.
Not really.
You were good.
No, it was definitely better than the, Right on. I was wondering if that, put the various versions of that bear story on the Best of Mikey season.
Oh, I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you, dude.
It takes
that
forever.
That would be great if we could do, like,
a montage of the bear stories. Oh, it's so great. Thank
Shane.
You.
Right on.
Like,
out.
Shane.
God darn, man.
Shane, that was the best.
P1
that
Roy.
Pissed me off.
Roy, you there?
Yes.
Go ahead. You're on the air. What's up?
Ray from Pam.
Yeah, Mikey, I was just wondering if you could play that Third Day song sometime this morning, maybe at the end of the show. It's just kind of been a rough week.
Yeah, when I wrap up today, because we're not going to be on tomorrow, which is when I usually play that Third Day song. We're not going to be on tomorrow, so I will play the Third Day song at the end of the show today.
Like.
All right,
thank you.
You got it, bro. That guy did not sound happy.
He sounds kind of sad.
That's the deal, man. That's why you play that song.
Feel better.
Lifts people up a little bit. Mikey Show.
Mikey.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to comment on a weird connection I made when I was a kid.
Go ahead.
You know how there's numbers below a barcode?
Uh-huh.
I had a Millennium Falcon toy that had a barcode on the inside.
Anything?
I used to think those were phone numbers. And when it broke, I picked up the phone and tried to dial the number.
That's
got
funny.
Clear, but
that's pretty funny. See, kids do make strange connections.
Mm-hmm.
Very.
Thank you very much.
I didn't think anybody would be dumber than Sky, but.
Wow, that guy really.
Daddy! We were kids.
You know what I mean.
Kids aren't dumb. Kids are just learning.
Listen, we got to talk about this.
What?
Sky, did I show you this wedding itinerary?
Oh, no. I just heard it was like 8 pages long, but I haven't actually seen
it. I think it's 9. It's, it is 8 pages. We got this email from this listener of ours, and today he's flying out of town to go to Ohio to the wedding of a friend of his. And the woman that his friend is marrying, listen, I mean, I think that we all get that a wedding day is the biggest day of a woman's life and that it's got to be well planned and blah, blah, blah. But we also recognize that there is being a little overzealous. And this woman's itinerary for her wedding day is 8 pages long.
No freaking way.
Now I have a question. Is this for the wedding day or is this for the wedding, like, weekend?
Wedding day.
So eight
I think, yeah,
it,
yeah. Well, let me give you an example, Sky. Let me give you an example. And we can read this because he gave it to us. 1 p.m. Mike, groomsmen, Max, ushers, Donovan, David, and Albert should be at the front of the church dressed in your tuxedos or suits to get your boutonnieres pinned on. Very important. There is a noon wedding at the church. I need everyone to be respectful and wait outside the church until the bride walks down the aisle. The church doors will be open and remain open the entire wedding. So we need to be courteous and respectful. We can talk. We just cannot talk loud or yell. This is 1 o'clock, okay? The photographer, Andy, or his assistant, Molly, will pin on the boutonnieres. 1:04 p.m.
No.
Uh-uh.
Next thing is 1:04 p.m.
1:04.
1:04.
Not 1:03?
Nope. Last thing was 1 o'clock, and she believes it'll take about 4 minutes to do what she just described, okay?
Holy bridezilla.
So at 1:04...
There she goes.
At 1:04, she says, Mike, groomsman, and Albert follow the photographer for pictures. Next, David, Bridget, Ginny, Donovan, ushers, Max, and Ethan, please congregate in the meeting room. There is an outdoor entrance located on stage. Tammy, please unlock the entrance to the meeting room. Additionally, please give Bridget and Jenny their corsages. 1:05
p.m.
So the first thing I read you was 1. The second thing I read you was 1:04. And now we're talking 1:05.
This is crazy.
Dude.
Nuts.
Sky, you got to think that's...
Minute by minute.
Dude, I mean, I've been to some crazy weddings where the whole weekend is an entire production, but never like that. Like, never minute to minute, 8 pages.
I quit this bitch.
The reason that it's so ridiculous, here's why it's ridiculous. It's not going to happen like this, sweetheart.
Why would you want it?
So why would you put 104 and 105? It's not going to happen that way. 1:20 p.m. 1:25 p.m.
No.
1:30 p.m. 1:35 p.m.
Stop it.
1:48 p.m.
Are you kidding
me?
What do you want? The tears to come out of my eyes?
1:53 p.m. sharp.
Holy
what happens there?
Much different.
At 1:53 p.m. sharp, seating of the mothers. Mike to seat his mother, Albert to follow. Donovan to seat Kara's mother. David and Bridget to walk down the aisle together. That's at 1:53 p.m. sharp. Then at 1:55 p.m. sharp, something else.
This is going to be over real quick.
2:45 p.m., 2:55 p.m., 3:05 p.m., 4 p.m., 5 p.m., 5:20 p.m. sharp, 5:45 p.m., 5:50 p.m.,
stop it.
6 p.m., 6:20 p.m., 6:35 p.m., 6:45 p.m., 7 p.m., 7:15 p.m., 8:15 p.m., 10 p.m., 10:30 p.m., 10:45 p.m., 10:50 p.m., 11 p.m.
She's crushing Tokyo.